4 ACX. Mobile.
Check ahead.
WW4JET.
It was. It's Patrick.
Very good. Good morning. How are you? Hope all's well.
Nothing to really write home about, but another muggy morning, 5:30. I hope you're doing okay. Everything's going good for you.
Pat and I, you know, I just came off a week in Amelia Island, so that was a nice week off. Nice place, too. I don't know if you've been. Fernandina Beach, Amelia Island, that area. Last stop in Florida before you hit Georgia.
Say that I've ever been.
Because every once in a while, it's worth a look, that's for sure. It was a good week overall, and good 4th of July. How about you?
July, just hung out around the house. Took the week off. Didn't go anywhere, just... Me and the wife hung out around the house and done a few little projects here and there, and that's about it.
You say you go, you know, you go back to work to get rest when you after you go on vacation. So you did the right thing because I had my hands full when I got back. But that's all right. Good. I'm glad you had a good 4th and all's well there. Yeah, believe it or not, the country made it another year. A little scary, but hopefully. Better times ahead.
I'm with you. I hope there's better times ahead, but it's been a scary, bumpy couple years.
There's no doubt about that. There's starting to be some pretty good contractions going on in this business, too, so, because there are concerns.
It won't be every business anymore, but hopefully we can get through it. I'm just worried what the end of this year holds.
Agreed. Got to hang tough, but did you do the? Did I check in with you on Sunday night? I think I did. I don't know. Did you do the net on Sunday night?
And I'm pretty sure you checked in with me. Seems like I remember it anyway.
A little bit of a drop-off in check-ins in the summertime?
Pretty good drop-off in check-ins. Over the last few months, I don't know if it got any worse during summertime, but I know the last few months the numbers have been down.
Thinking, you know, people got on vacation, doing things, getting a little busier in summertime. But just curious, what you found?
Yep, there's been drop off due to summer, but like I said, I don't know that that's the only reason.
Yeah, GMRS at all? Back up at home or on the road?
GMRS license, and I've done a little bit with it. Nothing up here around the house. There again, just doesn't seem to be anything going on. You might hear some GMRS handhelds up at the DuPont State Forest, but that's about it.
I'm just curious if you could... from your location, reach the upstate machine. You know, we have about 5 repeaters in the upstate now, GMRS repeaters, and you should be able to reach Fletcher and Tryon, possibly, I would think, from your location, but I don't know the terrain in that direction.
House, and all I've got really is the HT. I don't have a base unit with ACMRS. I can't hit anything.
Okay, I was just curious. Because I was asking the net questions because we had, you know, some highs of 24 and 27 on net check-ins on the GMRS side. And it's like 17, you know, the last couple weeks. And I was just thinking summertime, that kind of thing. But just, that's why I was asking the question.
I wish I could. I'd like to get more involved in it because I can hear the Fletcher machine every now and then at the house, but I've got it programmed into my radio on scan, so I hear it on the afternoon on the way home or anything like that. The Tron machine, I can't hit it at all. I mean, I do good to hit the amateur radio and the 330 machine on my base station. But as far as TMRS, no, I can't hit anything.
I get your big tower and antenna up there, and you'll be the king of the world.
Ready? 60 plus feet in the air, and still can't get it.
Well, that's a good amount. Well, that terrain between you and there, I'm guessing, is what it is. But that's all you can do, right? I guess you dabble in HF, don't you? Or not right now?
I'm dabbling. I checked in on the South Carolina single sideband net last night.
Frequency is that on?
3.915.
A nightly one at a certain time?
7 o'clock, I believe it is.
One down and check in on it. Yeah, I have a lot of fun with that. That is, to me, what amateur radio is all about. I know there's a lot of different modes and things, but, you know, I'm kind of old school, and HF radio, you know, across the world is pretty cool when you think about it.
I like to listen to 80 meters sometimes, or a lot of times, because it's close in, it's what's going on around me. If I'm on HF, I always start there.
Very good. That's a good place to start. I'm keeping count of my countries, but I'm not concerned about, you know, trying to contest or get them all. But I'm up to like 74 countries, so it becomes kind of interesting hearing a new country out there every now and then, you know, and try to get them.
I haven't done any of that. I have anything to do with a contest or anything like that. I haven't even done anything, not even with myself or at all or anything. Andrew, KO4HGET.
It's WW4JET.
Now let me interrupt y'all. I just want to tell y'all good morning, because I was out here on the road stuffing my face.
It's time to me for me to make the jump to 285. I'm losing a repeat.